Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
New figures show drink driving numbers are still depressingly high. Worryingly as well, the number of repeat offenders is also extremely high. There were 243 motorists arrested twice last year. One was even arrested seven times by the guards on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. This is the 2003 annual report for the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Like, it's fairly grim reading. Emma is with me on the line today. Emma, is there, like, do we have enough deterrence for drink drivers? Or sorry, apologies, Gareth is with me. Gareth, do you think we've enough deterrence for drink drivers?
Well, I guess the numbers are, I suppose, remaining high in terms of inspection, but that could be because the guards are out on the road more. The fact that that guy has caught seven times, he must have attracted attention to himself. And I suppose it's good if people do report bad behaviour on the roads and then people are caught engaging in bad behaviour. I think overall, people are drinking less. Drinking habits have changed. Pubs are closing down. Is it because are the numbers who are engaging in drunk driving, are they staying at the same number just because there's more cars on the road and it's more difficult to get access, you know, to go to places for drinking? I don't know, but well, the deterrent is that you lose your license. But maybe I think one thing that happened previously was people who are over 12 points, they lose their license, but they don't surrender their license. So maybe there's an issue of enforcement there.
So for you, it's about the number of, I suppose, people that are breathalyzed. I was looking at this. The numbers who were breath tested last year, there was 3,734. That's down 87 from the figures for 2022 at 3,828. I mean, I don't know, does that mean there was less patrols? Does it mean that there was less, you know, do they do it at a, like when it's random selection at a breath test, did they just do 80 less cars? I don't know.
Well, how did a guy get caught seven times? He must have been, I would imagine people probably saw that there was some guy driving like crazy and he was reported maybe. So maybe it's a combination of what the guards do in terms of stops, but also people reporting.
Do you think, Emma, we have enough deterrence for drink drivers?
No, I think the deterrents are there. Like, I think there's legislation for it, but I think it's not been enforced. And when I say not being enforced, I don't mean not by the Gardaí. I mean, it's not been enforced at court level. I mean, we see that constantly, that people are being given a slap on the wrists, a fine, donate to your local charity is another one. I mean, how somebody went seven times and caught seven times, I mean, sure, that there's no deterrent. And it's not just this person that's been caught seven times. That's just because we know of this person that they were caught. There's probably lots of other people out there that were caught more than once. And the thing is, if somebody is already like-minded enough to think, you know what, I'm okay to drive with a few drinks in me, if they have been caught and they haven't faced the ramifications for that properly, you know, if they end up going to court over it or getting a few points on their licence, but they basically they're free and clean. All right, a few points on your licence and you've been fined a bit of money, but they're going to do it again because that's not a serious ramification.
Well, the maximum penalty, isn't it, is $5,000 and or imprisonment of about 6 months and then disqualification.
Yeah, but when do we ever really see that unless it's been what we call a person who's been caught multiple times? Do you know what I mean? And I, you know, unless somebody's been caught three or four or five times, do you know what I mean? And it's not just the drink driving, it's the drug driving and everything else. But we see this across the justice system in general with lenient sentences. I mean, I've read stories of people in Donegal or not being driving, so kind of off topic, but maybe being caught 120 times, being convicted 120 times of shoplifting.
Yeah, they're not even repeat offenders, they're serial offenders.
And like there was a story in a local newspaper in Donegal a couple of weeks ago of a man who is, or maybe it's a woman, I can't really remember, but she's only allowed into three shops in Letterkenny, this person, because they have an excess of over 100 convictions for shoplifting. Now, I know that's not relevant to what we're talking to about today, but what I'm saying is when you have serial offenders for the same problem and they don't see themselves as being properly punished for it and facing the proper ramifications for it, then of course then there's no deterrent for them not to do it. Sure, why would there be?
243 drivers arrested twice last year alone, Kieran. Is it that the deterrents aren't working? Are the penalties not strong enough? Why are those figures so high? That's people arrested twice.
Yeah, I think it's very worrying, Andrea. And Professor Cusack on his report this morning said that the figures haven't really changed much in 10 years. And it's obvious that there's a cohort of people there for whom the education campaigns and the deterrents aren't working. But I was interested in what Professor Cusack had to say about putting breathalyzer locks on cars, which I think is a very sensible idea. You know, the Gardaí can't be everywhere to enforce this, but if you had to breathe into a device before you start your car to show that you were under the limit, that seems like a sensible thing that nobody could really object to.
Just to give context, Kieran, for people, this is Professor Dennis Cusack. He's the director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Some of his commentary is part of this Medical Bureau report that we're talking about.
That's right. And he's also talked about, I'm not sure if it's in this particular report, but he's talked in the past about speed limiters on cars. And, you know, we've recently introduced legislation here for e-bikes and e-scooters, which have speed limiters on them. And you would think that, you know, driving a car and the impact a car can have at speed is a lot higher than an e-bike or an e-scooter. So why should we not have speed limiters on cars as well? And why should we not have the breathalyzer locks? And recently in Waterford City, they introduced a new e-scooter sharing scheme. And they have, before you can use it, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but there's some sort of a cognitive test that you have to do to basically prove that you're not under the influence of alcohol. So the technology is there for these things. And we know, you know, for the speed limiters that it can be GPS located, so it adjusts to the road that you're on. So these are, in the absence of the education campaigns working and the absence of the resources to properly enforce this stuff, and I'd agree with Emma there about the problem with courts' decisions as well being too lenient, that, you know, get this at source, get it through technology in the vehicle at source and prevent it from happening in the first place rather than relying on enforcement and education.
Mary has got in touch. She says, I was actually stopped at a Garda checkpoint recently at 2:30 one afternoon to take a breathalyzer test. I don't know if that's the best use of resources, really, she says. I thought she meant actually 2:30 in the morning, but no, she says 2:30 in the afternoon. How will surrendering a licence actually stop somebody from getting into a car to drive it? I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen, but I'm just wondering what the benefit will be. The other interesting points too, Kieran, that Professor Cusack made, it's not even just the drink driving. Like, he talked about the drug intoxicants as well. And the three most commonly detected drugs last year, cannabis, cocaine and benzodiazepines as well, caught, you know, drivers behind the wheel over the limit on those three drugs.
And I think that's often combined with alcohol use as well. So it's a really toxic mix of, you know, if people are on drugs that are causing them to speed maybe, and then they're also taking alcohol, which is impairing their judgment. It's a really dangerous mix. So again, that's where I think this in-car breathalyzer lock could be a very good idea.
The numbers who were breath tested last year, I mentioned just over 3,700. Do you think that's enough, John, or do we need more testing being carried out? It's John there. John, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
How are you? Do you think we need more tests carried out for more breathalyzer tests carried out, John?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 51 years of age. Guess how many times I've been breathalyzed?
Never, I suppose.
Once,
right.
Right, so that tells that. And I've only been stopped at a checkpoint, I'd say, 5 times. Or it wasn't for a breath test the other time. So we need the Gardaí out here, unfortunately. But going back to what Emma said there, yeah, definitely. I said it many, many times that we seem to have very incompetent judges in this country. The sentences being handed out, it's ridiculous. Going back to the guys, people being stopped twice last year, I'd love to know what sentences they got. how are they going to be taught a lesson not to get caught the third time, not to do it the third time?
Well, you think after the first time, you know, but caught twice in the 1 year. And like, it's 243 people were caught twice last year.
But again, going back to you, you said, what was it, 3,000 something?
3,700 breath tested last year.
Out of many drivers in the country, that's a ridiculous low number. You know, so we need to get serious. Like, as I said to your researcher earlier on, like, if I got a fiver for every one I see on the mobile phone, I would not have to work for a living. I'd be getting so much money. Like, it's ridiculous what we're seeing on the road. And I rang the Gardaí several times about people on the motorway. Just give them a warning, knock on their door. I don't know whether it's happening or not, but, you know, it's ridiculous what's happening on our road. I'm not afraid of much in life, but I am getting afraid on the road at home, to be honest.
You're a professional driver, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 30 years driving.
Yeah. So, it's got the worst point, you think. Breathalyzer for self-testing makes no sense, as this texter. Sure, somebody else could breathe into it for you.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, no, it's going back to, I think, what the other man said there as well.
Kieran's, you know, still with us.
You get 12 points and, you know, you don't have to hand in your license. Like, the penalty point system for me is an absolute total failure. If you get to 12 points, you should be put off the road, go do your 12 or 20 test again, do your test again. You know, it's too easy. You go back and get your license a couple of months later or whatever. It's ridiculous. We talk the talk in this country, but we're afraid to walk the walk. That's the fact. In my view, anyway.
And I know we've talked before, you know, about graduated speed limits, that if somebody will say is caught doing 35 in a 30, you know, or 55 in a 50 versus somebody who's doing 80 in a 50, you know, that they should get more penalty points basically based on the excess of speed. You'd wonder, well, should
think,
there be stricter penalties
anyone,
for...
Anyone doing caught, like, a guy in a Porsche about a year ago, a guy in a Porsche passed me on the motorway. He was easily doing 200. Easy. Now, the way I'd handle him is I'd crush that car. No point giving that guy a fine and a few penalty points. That's not going to learn him a lesson. Crush the damn car. You know, we have to get serious. Like, there's people's lives being lost there that don't need to be lost at all. You know, as I said to your researcher earlier on, there's people going to funerals of someone killed in a car crash. They're probably going to the pub after it and driving on. You know, and I'm not saying that I've done things when I was young myself. Believe me, it frightened me. So we just need to cop on in this country. We need to get tough.
Is it just that, so, Kieran? It's we just need far stricter and harsher penalties. So for motorists that are caught multiple times.
Yeah, I certainly think that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, the sentences handed down for dangerous driving of all sorts, they tend to be quite lenient. And then, you know, as your previous speakers have said, they're not always followed through. There's been an issue recently with the RSA not handing on a list to the Gardaí of which drivers have their licences taken off them. Are people not relinquishing their licences and still driving after they've got a conviction? So there is a problem there at all levels. You know, with the enforcement levels and with the, you know, I can understand the Gardaí to a certain degree not to court when they know that they're not, that the fine or the penalty isn't going to be very severe anyway. So I think that's an issue. But I'd still go back to this issue of having in-car technology that prevents people from these dangerous driving behaviour.
Yeah, but that's one listener pointed out, though. Sure, couldn't you get somebody else to breathe into it?
They could, but that's, you know, that might happen, but it's not going, but there will be plenty of people. I think, you know, in Australia, for example, they do this for professional drivers. A lot of the building sites there, they won't let you leave the site in a truck until you've done a breathalyzer test. You know, there's you could start there. You could start with, you know, breathalyzer tests of the truck drivers coming off the ferries, that kind of stuff. There's you know, there's plenty of people driving around on their own who would have to do this themselves. I think the chances of, I mean, obviously you could get somebody to breathe for you, but if they're under the limit, maybe they're the one that should be driving. So I wouldn't use that as a reason not to do it. Okay. It has been successful everywhere.
If people just listening to us, we're talking about this is Professor Dennis Cusack from the director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. That was his comment, his suggestion, you know, about the approval of a number of alcohol ignition interlock devices on cars and vehicles. Just an interesting comment. A lot of people getting in touch about that. Pat says, I'm driving 40 years. I've been breathalyzed once in my lifetime. I haven't seen a checkpoint at Christmas in years. Never mind being stopped. It's about catching people and serious punishment. How a person has been caught seven times is total madness. Take the licence and the car off them for at least 5 years. Paul in Galway says, can you imagine trying to overtake a car or a truck doing 25 kilometres per hour under the limit and find that you don't have the speed to overtake safely? The elephant in the room is that we need a dedicated traffic police in this country, according to this listener. I drove from Cabinteely to Wexford at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, says this texter, and I was actually at a breath test or a breath checkpoint, breathalyzer checkpoint, three times along the route. All random checkpoints. Seems bizarre. Noel has got in contact. He says, everybody's talking about the fact that there's not enough guards available. Sure, just look at any concert, football game, marathons. The guards are absolutely everywhere, according to Noel. A lot of that's probably down to overtime, though. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Tell me, do you think we need stricter penalties for drink drivers?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.